Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
Today is Thursday, the 23rd of December.
Our first reading for the day is from Lamentations 3, verse 41. Let us lift up our hearts as well as our hands to God in heaven.
Our second verse is from Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert.
Well, here I am today, Thursdays with Theta, and I have Morgan and Sam, my dear friends. And this week is so different. We don't have our normal schedule this week, though we're continuing to pray and use the daily text in the morning and evening prayer at night. Morgan, what was the call to worship during this Advent season for our evening prayer? Can you say it?
Yeah, our opening verse for Advent is Mark 13:35-36. Therefore, stay awake. If you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep.
Feels like the Lord just is on, in a living way, on repeat this season, you know, with some themes and some focuses for us. We've been doing the Advent Blessing Challenge, which is daily absolving or forgiving, releasing someone, blessing them, and then communicating with God only. And yesterday's passage, we heard our dear friends from Ireland reflect on them. The Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you asked. My jaw dropped actually as I read that yesterday and went, wow, God is listening. God is at work. God is not only forgiving these people, but he's forgiving me. Same with you, Morgan, that wonderful theme of kind of staying awake. You want to say something about that?
I just thought it was cool that that's one of our Advent passages, so we read that all the time all through Advent. And then this one was to that end, keep alert, kind of staying awake. And like Nathan said, for our late service, kind of excited to be awake for that.
Exactly. I was just, tomorrow's Christmas Eve and such a full day. We have, I always say that our afternoon services are the mess because it's lots of families usually, and there's a lot of cleanup afterwards on the carpet and so forth. And then we come back for the late service, almost like the mass where we get the word Christmas. And with Jesus as the center. But in between the afternoon service and the late service, I second guess my life completely. We've opened presents. We've had such good, rich food and enjoyed ourselves. And it comes 10 o'clock at night. And I'm like, why did we plan to have the late service? I'm tired. I'm cozy. Maybe we even have a fire in the fireplace. But then we make our way over to church and the faithful start to gather late, and the candlelight is beautiful, and we're listening to the lessons and the carols and receiving the Lord's Supper, and I have not one regret in the world. It's like worth the wait, and I think Advent and Christmas are very much like that. It's just, this is a time that's worth the wait. God is worth waiting on, being patient for. I love that insight, Morgan. How about you, Sam? What did you see in this?
Yeah, so I wrote a prayer reflecting on this, and I'll read that. It says, Lord, thank you for always being with us. Your love is steadfast. You left the Spirit with us as a companion and a guide. We often do not run to you, and we so often forget about your presence. I noticed between the two verses that there was a strong emphasis that we should draw close to him at all times. And throughout the Bible, it is stated many times that God draws near to us. And just reflecting on my own life, I often don't run to him, or I even forget about him during daily tasks. And so,
yeah,
that's kind of what I observed.
Yeah, there's such a constancy to God, you know, and his promises and his word. And if I'm honest, no, I can't use that word to describe myself. I'm fickle. I'm hot and I'm cold, and I'm in and I'm out. And you know, such hope that we have that God is going to continue to be God, and he's going to keep his promises that are not contingent on my constancy, but are contingent on his constancy. It's really good. I was loving the passage about the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, and I was reflecting on that a bit. You know, what does that mean? I think it's not just the content of our prayer, but the position of our prayer, that we are actually in the Spirit as believing Christians, people that have been baptized into the life of God. Our life is actually in the Spirit. If we're a Christian, we can't pray out of the Spirit. You know what I mean? It's only in the Spirit that we pray. And I was reminded of a quote from Martin Lloyd-Jones. He's a great English preacher. He quoted another great English preacher, Thomas Goodwin. And here's the quote. A man and his little child are walking down the road, and they're walking hand in hand. And the child knows that he's the child of his father. And he knows that his father loves him, and he rejoices in that. He's happy in it. There's no uncertainty about it all, but suddenly the father, moved by some impulse, takes hold of the child, picks him up, embraces him, kisses him, showers his love upon him, and then he puts him down again, and they go on walking together. Thomas Goodwin says, this is the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I think this is such a special reminder that Paul gives us in Ephesians, that as we pray and as we daily pray, I mean, if you get into the habit of using the daily text and praying God's word, there's days that are going to come that are just those normal walking days. There are days where we're walking along with the Father. We're happy. We know that we belong to God. We're praying in the Spirit. But there's also days that we, as it were, get swept up. The Father sweeps us up off the street, if you will, embraces us tenderly. And this is that experience of being baptized in God's love, baptized in the Spirit of God. And it's so special. It's like, it's not, our identity isn't different from day to day, but there's those confirming days. And what could be a better picture of Christmas than Jesus himself, conceived by the Holy Spirit, coming as God here on earth and really embracing us, knowing us, loving us in such a personal way.
Would you guys please pray with me? Holy God, I have been watching and waiting for what seems like a long time. Sometimes I get weary of this world and I long for the perfect peace that you have promised. Satisfy me with a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. Quiet my anxious mind. By the power of your Spirit, fix my eyes on Jesus only. Amen.
Our song today is the last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Well, whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.